as summer approaches, some of us plan ahead and we get our kids into all kinds of activities. Some of us plan ahead and we think about the things that we really want to do in summer. And some of us don't plan ahead and all of a sudden summer takes us by the tail and summer is gone. I advocate for that second one. Think about what it is that you really want to do in the summertime and put it together in a plan to make it be a thing. Today's episode is going to build on episode 131, where we talked about starting to plan your summer adventures and three tips to prepare for success. Now we're going to do step two, because now we're going to focus on making sure that the adventure aligns with what really feels good to you, Mom and Dad. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. On the day that this episode is going to go out, it is the day of the solar eclipse. I've decided to hop in my car and drive to Indianapolis, where it is supposed to be a total solar eclipse. I don't know if you have an opportunity to see it. If you do, I would love to hear your experience. I have once in my life seen a full solar eclipse before, and it was amazing. So I'm going to go do this experience again. And in fact, by the time you hear this, I will have probably already seen it. If you got to see it too, email me and tell me about it. I would love to share stories. An announcement for you. The Language of Play will be putting out a workshop I will be teaching online, and that is going to be in May, so keep listening. Our date is picked, and the announcement will be made soon. In the meantime, if you have not yet left a review for this podcast, I will ask you to scroll down, give it 5 stars, and leave your thoughts. I always love to read them. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello again. We are doing step 2 today. Last time we talked about getting ready for summer, preparing for summer by you taking all your ideas and putting them on a piece of paper. You had 3 parts to it, and that would be your ideas, your goals, what are most important to you for family, what you really hope for, and what you really hope for yourself or your goals, and then for your children, what you hope for them. So you have kind of a brainstorming session on your page. Today, what I want to do is talk about what it looks like next. So now that you have this brainstormed idea, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to look at all of those ideas that you have on the page. And maybe for family, you have something like you want to have more picnics. You want to have more time to camp. You want to have time to garden together. Maybe you're going to clean that garage. Maybe that's the priority. Whatever it is that you want the most I want you to circle those things that you want the most for your family to do. That is your idea, your opinion. What do you want most from your family? And I'm going to say, pick two or three, and that's it. Now move into the second section. Under your things, what you have for you, that when you think about summer and what you would really like to do, you've got a whole bunch of things on your list, as we talked about in that brainstorming. Now I want you to go through and circle. Maybe what you really want to do is read the book in the hammock. Maybe what you really want to do is get some time away. And maybe what you're craving is to have time in the dirt and just weed in the garden and to have some quiet time. Who knows? Whatever it is that's true for you, what feels really good to you, that feels like summer, whatever it is in your mind that you want, that's what you're going to circle for yourself. Now, I spent a little extra time on this because we mamas tend to put ourselves last. We tend not to take the time to actually think through these kinds of things. But I gave lots of examples. Recharge your batteries first. Put your own interests on that calendar first. It doesn't mean you're going to get all of them, but put your own interests on the calendar. Now, it's a little different when you think about your kids. Because when you think about your kiddos, what I want you to do is think about what their needs are. And you think from your perspective first, what you think they need to do in their next step of their journey. So in school, maybe they're really avid readers, but they're not so strong in math. So maybe you want to write down that one of your goals for them is math, but you also want them to keep enjoying reading. And then we can talk about ways that you can implement math. It does not have to be worksheets. That is, if your goals are academic for your child. I am not an advocate for worksheets. There are ways to teach, and here's an example. There are ways to give them one of those old paper maps and have them calculate miles and look at phone numbers. And there's all kinds of fun things that we can do with ways to play with numbers that is not a worksheet. Figure out what it is that you know your child needs to do. Maybe your child needs to get a lot better at expressing their emotions. Maybe they've got behaviors that interfere with their communication, as so many of the kiddos do whose parents come to listen to this podcast. And so in that case, let's build some vocabulary. Well, how can we do that? Well, here's one idea. In episode 130, Jennifer Ginty has a Moody doll, and that Moody doll, you can go listen to that episode if you would like for an explanation of that. But that doll has emotions and you can talk about that. You can also incorporate movies such as Inside Out and talk about the colors that go with the emotions. So think about what it is that your child needs. What would make life easier in your home if your child did this? Maybe it's an attitude. If it's an attitude, maybe your goal is for them to read some biographies of some people that really had some obstacles to overcome. Maybe your goal for your child is that they learn how to cook. Maybe it's that they learn how to cooperate, in which case maybe you'll build something with them. There are all kinds of opportunities, but think what is missing. When you think about your child, think about the hiccup that interferes with life. And if that's something that you're having a hard time getting your head around, like you know the problem, but you don't have ideas for the solution, that would be something to email me about. I love brainstorming stuff like that because I love teaching children through methods that are real life and fun. So yeah, email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com and we will have a fun conversation about how you can use your natural life, your natural world, to be able to teach your child from it. You'll find that it is so fun. It becomes just addicting to be able to look at the things that are around and use life around you as a metaphor for teaching what you want your child to learn. It's so fun. All right. So that is it. That is your next step. You are going to circle what feels like summer in your mind for your family, what feels like summer for you, what you want next for your child. Get those down on the page. And again, if it's hard to think about what you want for them, it's often the opposite of what we're complaining about. And if that's a hard thing to think about, email me. I'm happy to talk you through that. And don't get sidetracked. So many parents forget that when I say, think about what you want for your child, parents will sometimes go to the child and say, what do you want? Children will pick from their familiar. They won't pick from what they know they're missing. They will pick from what they know. And that isn't obviously going to be the goal you want because you're trying to teach them something they don't have. So always start with what you know because you are the parent and you've got this. I know you do. Thank you for joining me today. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.